This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
In the name of the living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, you may be seated. For those of you who do not know me, my name is Lynn Jones, and I am the chaplain at the school. I also have a church in Deerfield Beach, St. Mary's, and so I won't be hanging around eating at the coffee hour. I'll be jumping in my little cruise and cruising on down to Deerfield for our service and our vestry meeting. So you don't have to worry about me preaching for an hour, right? That's the good news. This is Episcopal Schools Week celebration. So we're going to be talking about it all week at the school in our chapel services. But you know, it's really something that goes on all year. All year. Because we are melded together, these two communities. We only come together once a year, but that doesn't mean we're any less part of each other. We are a big community, just as the school is also a part of the community of other Episcopal other Episcopal schools around the nation and around the world, and members of the diocese, and members of... Well, I'll read you a little bit about what Dan Heishman said about that, because he's pretty cool, and he's coming here. But Mr. Aubrey will tell you about that. Our theme this year is from the second chapter of Philippians, verse 13. One little phrase: "For God is at work in you." God is at work in you. What might that mean? Anybody? This is a dialogue. This is a conversational sermon. So what might it mean, Jacob? God is at work at you, in you. What do you think that might mean? Just pretend it's a Wednesday or a Friday or a Monday, and that you actually know all the people sitting here. Do you have any ideas, Julianne? Anybody have any ideas? Adults? Where? Caitlin. I should have known. Caitlin, what might that mean? I'm sorry, say it louder. Making us kinder and more like Jesus. That's absolutely right. Good for you, Caitlin. God is at work in us, doing things that we haven't even dreamed of. Doing things we haven't even dreamed of. But I want to go deeper, because I want to get down to brass tacks in real life. The story we hear about the disciples and Jesus today, the disciples have been watching Jesus and living with Jesus, and they've come to a point where they're thinking, oh my, how are we going to do this? This is like hard. So that's why they say to Jesus, "Lord, increase our faith. Increase our faith." So here comes the easy part. If I had a little lizard in my hand, which I didn't bring, I believe in sermon props, but not lizards. If I had a little lizard here, so imagine it, and I had a gator over here. Again, I didn't bring a gator, but I know we have a lot of gators in the pews, right? Yeah, Mrs. Neved raised her hand. Sometimes I think they outweigh us Seminoles, but that's okay. Which one would be stronger, the little lizard or the gator? Anybody? The gator, yeah? Okay, which would you rather have? This? Does everybody see what this is? Hershey Kiss? Would you rather have this or this? Which one is better? This or this? Which one? Miles? That big one, okay? I can agree with that. What would be better to live in? A little hut with a roof on it? A great big mansion like Buckingham Palace. Which one? The palace? You want the palace? Which one do you want, Miles? The mansion. Oh, here's a practical woman, but you have to clean it. Absolutely. Jesus talks a lot about seeds. And we're thinking more like the disciples. Because we live in a culture and in a society that says more is better than a little bit. And so sometimes we look at our own faith and we say, God, please increase my faith. This is too hard. Following Jesus is too hard. So give me more faith. But what Jesus says is no. If you had just as much faith as a mustard seed, it would be enough to throw this seed into the ocean and have a mulberry bush and have it grow in the ocean. I don't think mulberry bushes like to grow in salt, right? In salt water. But you see, nothing is impossible for God. Nothing. So I need some helpers. Okay. Miles and Matthew. Okay, now this is what I want to do. I've got one more prop. Unless somebody was tidying up and they took it away. It's here. Okay, see, there's a little peephole. And there's a great big one. Okay, so what I want you to do is I want it to hold it up to your eye. And look. Hold it right up against your eye. Okay, can you see everybody? Okay, let Matthew try. Matthew, can you see everybody? Okay, look through this one. Can you see everybody? Okay. Miles, try it. Oh. Okay, so it doesn't really matter how big the window is, does it? It doesn't matter if it's a teeny tiny peephole or a great big window when we're talking about faith. Because who's on the other side? Jesus, absolutely. God, yeah, and the Holy Spirit. How cool is that? So do you see these little seeds here? Those are actually, I'll confess, those are celery seeds. I could not find what kind of seeds are they? Mustard seeds. I could not find my mustard seeds. See how teeny tiny they are? If you can't see, they're a lot like, thank you boys, you may be seated. They're a lot like ground pepper from a grinder. They're little, teeny tiny. I don't mean big ground pepper, I mean fine ground pepper. And I know that everybody, including me, has one of those charms with a mustard seed in it. But they're sort of an American mustard seed. Those great big yellow ones. That's not the mustard seed Jesus was talking about. They gave us some when we were in Jerusalem, so that we could see what he was really talking about, and they are tiny. So celery seeds were the smallest thing I had. That's how little it is. So we've been talking a lot in our chapel services about community and what it takes to be a community, and we've been using some of those images of seeds. For instance, if you sow seeds of hurt, what kind of plant are you going to grow? Kids? Yep. Remember that chapel? If you grow seeds of hurt, what are you going to grow? Hurt. If you sow seeds of kindness, What are you going to grow? Kindness. That's right. So it's very important to be aware of our actions and our intentions as we interact in our community, because we're not hurting one person, we're hurting the whole community, because we are so interdependent. It's a symbiotic relationship, if you will. The same thing we have with our community in the school, we share with the community in the church, and we share with every other Christian community on the planet. We are in a symbiotic relationship. We need one another. I want to read you a small excerpt from Dan Heishman's letter, which is on the NAES website. And he talks about how tempting it is to hear that phrase, God is at work in you, to take it personally, individually. And that's true to a certain extent. Let me read you what Dan says. As natural as it can be in our contemporary world to view education in individualistic terms, Episcopal schools stand for something more. The best education comes with it a community. In the midst of the give and take of corporate life, where the individual cannot be separated from the goals and the needs of the whole. We may talk about the value of our school's education in terms of realizing one's full potential, and we do. Discovering each student's passion and helping our students to become independent thinkers, we do all of that. But Episcopal schools have a value that goes beyond those worthy goals. We ground that individual development in community life. Be it the coming together of our community on a regular basis in chapel, the communities and groups we are called to serve beyond our walls, the encounter with difference that makes learning truly complete, or the daily life lessons we teach through the interaction that takes place between self and others. We see that community orientation is at work in additional distinctive elements. That's in being an Episcopal school. Our schools exist in relationship to another institution, the church, specifically our school in relation to St. Joseph's Episcopal Church. Just stuck that in. Dan didn't say that. This relationship dimension of being an Episcopal school is one of the core elements we celebrate in this Episcopal school's celebration. In essence, there's a lot more to Paul's words, "For God is at work in you," than might first meet the eye. There's the infinite worth implicit in those words, a worth we seek in Episcopal schools to draw out in all of our students. And at the same time, there is the community, the relationship dimension, something which touches upon our very nature and defines us as true Episcopal schools. We influence the children who are entrusted to our care in ways that are layered on layered and layered in community, in service, in faith, in love. And it's amazing what we get to do. So saying that, I would please like to embarrass our teachers and our administration. Would you please stand up? Teachers and administrators, please stand up. And can I hear a round of applause for these noble, brave, beautiful souls? Thank you. They do amazing work every day, every day. And the way we get to do that is it doesn't matter how big our faith is. We just have to have a little bit, because God does the work. We just have to have a little bit, Because God, who is on the other side of that little peephole, can do everything and anything that we can imagine. God is at work in you, personally and in community. And community forms us in ways we can't begin to imagine, but it echoes through our lives. It echoes through our lives. Amen.
Amen.